Baggy.
Do you ever say bulge or bulge?
Well, bulge out, that's all right.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
And you say that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it
became too small. And I know
okay.
what you want me to say. You said you want to say that it shrunk.
Okay. And you say it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has
shrinking.
Okay. And I hope this new shirt
won't shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
be well dressed.
Okay. What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and
she likes to prep.
Okay. Would you say that about a man?
To the modern day man, yeah.
Okay.
He's as bad as women.
Okay. And something that people used to carry their money in would be a
pocketbook or sack, money sack.
Okay. What do women carry nowadays?
The purse.
Okay. And something that a woman might wear around her wrist would be a
band, a watch, wristwatch.
Or a piece of jewelry.
Or some type of piece of jewelry.
A
bracelet.
Okay. And she had a lot of little things strung up together and worn around her neck. That'd be a
bead.
You call it a
neck piece.
Or a what of beads? A
string.
Okay. And something that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. And what about something you could hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on the bed, the fancy cover.
Quilt.
Okay. Or the fancy cover on
spread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything that was about twice as long as the pillow? Okay. And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children you might make a
pallet.
Okay. And say if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say we raised a big what?
Well,
this year we had a good
crop.
And you say we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Or another word meaning rich. You'd say the soil
fertile.
Is fertile.
Fertile.
Okay. What different types of land do you have on a farm?
All types. You have on some areas you have rich, fertile land. You have other lands that are not so fertile that have to be fortified by fertilizers.
Mm-hmm. Do these different types of soil have different names?
Yes, I'm not familiar. You have the black bottom soil. You have the red clay.
Mm-hmm.
You have the sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too.
Mm-hmm. You never did any farming.
I did a little, but not enough to be an expert on soil. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of loam or loom?
No.
What about the flat land along a stream or river that's overflowed? And
well, they call it bottom land.
Okay.
Mm.
What about a grassland that might be real good for grazing cattle, but not much else?
Well, it's pasture.
Okay. Did you ever hear of meadow or prairie? Or
well, a meadow and pasture is just about the same. Now, a meadow is where hay can be grown.
Mm-hmm.
The prairie is, you're getting out in the west now. I don't know too much about prairie.
Okay. What about land that has water standing on it most of the time?
Lower land.
Mm-hmm. Or it has trees growing in it?
It's lower land.
What about where?
A swamp.
Okay. Swamps have trees?